At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm not saying black center backs are bad. I'm just saying, if that's meaty. The only profile you have, you need a bit of selection.
Patient power, innit? That's it.
Saka, winger that is black. Nonny, black winger. We have both of them.
I get it. Do you understand? I get it. You see me now.
It's not a diss. I think you need the option. I understand. Why do you?
What do you mean you understand?
What do you mean? You should not be understanding.
You're the one done that should be like, huh? All right, boys, we got Ethan here today.
Back again, man.
Big up my boy Ethan, Northwest, in the building. And it's got me thinking, boys. They said something in the Find a Filthy Fella saga. They said, we're definitely going to pick a black person, basically because we're racist. And I think Filthy, we're all about showing squad depth and who we can kind of pull out the bag. I think we should do an all-white cast episode.
I think we should.
Show them that we got this. We can do that. We can
reverse
do
racism.
A long ball episode, bro. All white episode. We could do that.
Is there such thing?
Look, you, Strapsy.
Loons.
No. Wait, hold on. Let's actually think about it. You, Strapsy. Ross is going to have to land.
Yeah,
Vooj.
Yan.
Skits.
Mark, Steffo, Mark.
Wait, hold on. No, honestly.
I'm not dubbing black. I'm early. Black, but you're like whitish.
I got there first.
Ethan. Wait, hold on. Ethan,
Sunbed Marks.
Donny, Vooj. Who did we say? Yarns. If he's
Sunbed Marks.
If Yarns wants
don't
to
tell
white.
You got Sunbed.
Man like Hacks.
Hacks. We're putting Hacks white. Maybe. Because he supports Tottenham.
Skits, man. It's got to be Skits.
Skits ain't white, man.
He's not black.
Bro, don't you remember what he said? Bro, he tried to say something mad about black players. Don't remember? It was just a few weeks ago, bro.
I know. Yeah, that was kind of... Nah, we got a...
Brother,
we'll get another white player, man. We'll get
Skits,
another one.
Skits. Nah, he's racist.
He's like, what white guest have we had? Risa. We get Risa.
Yeah, he's that ultimate white as well.
Yeah, proper white. Vikings.
White Yardie.
There you go.
But I reckon Risa.
Henry Lansbury.
Goldstein. Andy Goldstein.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, see, we got white players, bro. We got bare white players, bro.
Bro, maybe we'll just turn Filthy into the overlap for 1 week.
Bro. Hey. But obviously, today, we are going to discuss football, as we usually do, obviously. We're going to discuss is Pep turning into Jose because we're seeing a Pep.
Was you mad about that?
Yeah.
About Pep doing an Arteta on
Pep. I was very angry about that because obviously they scored early and the reason I wasn't worried is because I thought this is Pep City. They're not going to sit back. They're going to keep going and that's how we're going to get them. But we'll talk about that soon. We're going to ask, is Maresca playing Football Manager? Does he know what he's like? Because we know what we're doing when we're playing Football Manager. But at the same time, we're playing Football Manager. So we'll do things like play a man that ain't necessarily that good in life, like Gittens. But on the game, he's cold. So I'm going to play him because he's got 18 dribbling.
But also in Football Manager, when you bomb a man, you just send him to train with the reserves. You don't care. He's gone. You know what I'm saying, innit?
And we're going to make a statement that Salah doesn't agree with Steve. Who is Steve-O?
I like calling him Steve, you know.
Yeah, because I said what?
Yeah. Steve.
I call you Steve.
Right, give him
I've never called you Steve.
Your one's awful.
Why's Steve's bad, bro?
Steve's.
With an S. Steve's is cold, bro.
Crazy. Steve's.
You do it as well because you say lips.
Yeah, that's why Steve's.
Yeah, but that makes more sense.
I was about to say Steve's and lips. And that sounds crazy.
That is terrible. Wow. I know what you lot are going to try and do with that. You lot.
Listen, this is what it says on the screen. It says, is it my bad, Martinelli, or has he found his Brazilian passport in Neasden?
He's not ready to get off his, like...
Do you know what it is? It's plain and simple. It's plain and simple, man. It's especially for me, I have to say my bad. Five games in, have to.
But I feel like
reactionary.
Yeah, man.
It's not so
reactionary. I said it in it, people.
That is so reactionary,
it's
bro.
If a man goes out a whole 18 months off.
Yeah, but he weren't pants, though.
Because I've always said it's because he's burnt out. It's because he's hurt. It's because he's the kind of man, if the gaffer says, are you 100% today? My man's on 36%. He's saying, yes.
But that's what you want, though.
Half a leg.
Yeah, his whoop score is low, man. Isn't it? His whoop score is low.
But I'm saying, Lippy, when he did play well, you lot won't give him his flowers, but you have to give him his flowers.
They turned him in too quick, innit? They turned on him a bit too quick.
Wait, that's an Arsenal thing.
Bro. I don't know.
Only team turns quicker is Manu.
Bro, he dipped in form for a while.
He dipped in form.
He looked like a pack. Because this is what it was, yeah? From an Arsenal point of view, yeah? The myth was, because Xhaka's gone, he's not playing good. Xhaka was like, favoured his angles and all this rubbish, yeah? Then we went and got Marino. He's a left footer. We had Havertz there. All these players. It's not making my man play better, bro. He's playing like a broken man, fam. But it's the last couple of games, it's been good, bro. It's been good. So I have to say my bad.
No, but you don't. That's what I'm saying. So everything you just said there is the last 18 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It's a long time, though.
Nah, do you know what it is? Maybe 18 months is harsh. I'd say about this my bad. This for me. No, do you know what it is? This my bad ain't from... Because of the five games, innit? I wouldn't say it's a year.
Played well,
like,
in the Champions League.
Yeah, towards the end of last season, he looked good, innit? Yeah? And even when he weren't good and we dropped him, we missed him, innit? We needed his pace, his directness, you understand? So now that he's kind of on form, yeah, bro, my bad. Maybe, I hope I'm wrong.
Should we be honest about Martinelli? Yeah, he's going to be the type of player that frustrates you forever because he's going to do... some crazy good things, and then he's going to do some crazy bad things.
No, bro.
How old is he?
24?
He's young,
24,
25?
Yeah, so he's still young. Them little inconsistencies are part of the journey.
What inconsistent someone at 25 became consistent?
That type of player is that type of player. What I will say is when Arsenal do drop points, everyone looks at what he done wrong. You get what I'm saying? That's what happens. It's not like bare other things went wrong in the game, you know, but the fans will go, we lost because, why did Martinelli do that?
Against you lot, you're talking about against you lot.
No, just in general.
Nah, but I'm telling you.
It will be the same with Madueke.
Yeah.
It will be the same.
You just find your guy to say, if he does something better,
he was poor.
The result would have been better.
Can I ask you a question?
Just get your head up.
Can I ask you a question? Sometimes people don't work like that. Arsenal fans say this whenever he scores the kind of goals he scored in the last two times he scored. Central, over the top. They say Martinelli is clearly a striker.
No way.
Do you not think that's true?
No way.
I don't think he is at all.
It's reactionary.
100%. I say it all the time. Whenever he scores that, because he's quick, especially if man bring him on, late situation, he's going to be in that central area trying to win knock-on.
Who's the first? Who's the goal when he...
Against, not Girona. Who did we play the other day? Bilbao.
That was a poor finish, honestly. The keeper went under the keeper.
By the way, this one wasn't some amazing finish.
This one for me was good from Martinelli, but Donnarumma was caught in two minds. For me, if Donnarumma says, this is Martinelli, I'm staying on my line, bro. I'm making him make me work. I think he would have, even if he stayed on his line for a little bit longer, because he just, what he done, that's all Martinelli had to do. Yeah, just kick it over.
A spanner in the works,
but
man,
which was good. Yeah. I'm not taking nothing away from him.
It sounds like you are. He done it.
I'm not in it, but look, the two, like you said, the one against Bill, I'm rating him for that, innit, Carr?
No,
I think he should have passed.
Everything up until the finish, like when I saw it going, I was like, oh, good goal. But when the camera went round and I saw the key, like, it hit there.
You know what? I remember Wrighty years ago saying, when you do one-on-ones, sometimes it's good to hit it closer to the keeper.
Yeah,
because they can't get down.
Yeah, but I don't think he meant to, because he opened his body up. So You know what I'm saying?
But it's gone in the back of the net. So
no, I think he was very lucky. He was very lucky to finish that.
Everything that goes in the back of the net is not a good finish.
It's the run. You know what? Martinelli needs.
Running the touch was class, but he was very, very lucky.
Martinelli is one of those players, he needs grass. He needs grass to run into.
And we're not getting...
Well, sometimes he's got too much grass to run into. Then the decision-making messes up a bit. Nah, but he's got too much time on his hands.
But someone's in... Bro, if he can run beyond a man, like it's him vis a man, and it's just grass beyond, you're going to get luck. But we're Arsenal. We don't get that often. You get me? We literally... that doesn't happen often, bro. So, yeah, I don't think he's a striker.
No, he's not. He's a winger. Striker. He's a winger. Yeah, he's a winger. He can't be trusted as a striker. Imagine that, him leading a line for you.
He can't lead
a line
for you. No way.
So the question is, though, has he got his Brazilian passport back?
Why was it in Easton? Why was it in...
I think he's more Italian.
He lost it at the shopping centre.
Kensal Green, man.
So Kensal.
Kensal Green.
are we going back to him? Is he now Brazilian again?
He's from Kensal Green.
Why?
His parents might be Brazilian. Maybe. But you know them Colombians.
I'll be honest. Portuguese churches. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one of a kind Brazilian winger? I ain't seen him do skills. Like skills. You know, like you see skills.
It's quite Italian. It's quite Italian as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he is Italian.
Yeah. You know, like you see Paqueta, he will do something. You see Brazilian.
But there's that link, isn't it, between Brazil and Italy.
Yeah. South America.
Argentina is linked with Germany.
And Italy.
Who's first choice winger for Arsenal? Left winger.
Left wing.
Martinelli.
It's out of Martinelli, Eze, and Trossard. We played Trossard against Liverpool, and that was the craziest decision.
Not against us.
Against Liverpool, sorry, against City, which I think was a mad decision. I thought he would have went with Martinelli.
Do you think he was bad against City?
He wasn't bad, but it's just that wasn't what we needed, bro. I think from you
Slow
put
Matoma.
From you put our midfield three is Zubimendi, Rice, and Marino. Broski. Like, and he's a creator as well. It's just bare man.
That's Spider-Man meme, innit?
It's just bare man. I want the ball at their feet. No one's trying to really do anything. You understand? Against City, I keep forgetting who it was even against. Obviously, we went with Trossard. And I know we went with Eze, Champions League, and I don't think he had the best of games. But I just think this is... For City, like I feel like Arteta's not taking into account that anyone we play against, Eze has played against them, bro. And he's probably played well. You understand? Being Palace's guy, you understand? So if we let him go out there and give him some kind of freedom, I see a clip in the Bilbao match where Eze got the ball, he's played it inside, and he's tried to drift inside to go get it again. And Arteta screamed at him, no! Touchline. The ball's over there, bro.
Yeah, but
he's told Calafiori to go and beat Calafiori, not inside. Calafiori's front line. He's in line with our striker.
Yeah, but there's a system
in the left back position. And my thing is, I understand the system, but this system, bro, is not working. It's getting us second at best.
But did it win you the game?
No, when Martinelli and Trossard came on and we went direct, that won us the game, bro. But that's what Arteta's tactic is, you know, to do like the slow burn thing first half and then bang on like the hour mark.
I think you guys have got it different on different wings, innit? Because I see Timber loads of time doing an underlap.
Yeah.
But I don't see that on the other side. So for example, whoever's on the other side, if it's Eze, he's got to kind of be touching chalk out there, and that's not his game. So I'm saying you don't want him out there. You want him in the
8. He needs to be in the 10. Basically,
why are you giving Calafiori to be the guy that gets the freedom to roam?
I think that was a fan.
Well, he put Marino up front. Sometimes you just gotta leave him. Just leave him, man. He's up to something.
You know what? Again, though, boys, and we spoke about this with Kudos. You move to these teams. Same with Jack Grealish. You move to these teams. It's just different when you're playing at a West Ham, a Palace. Aston Villa, you're
the last pass.
You can be Maverick. You can do what you want. Now you're getting told to play, hit the chalk, all of this stuff.
I hear what you're saying, but what got us the point, yeah? What I wanted that game was Martinelli left wing and Eze where Marino was, yeah? And that won us the game. When Eze was where Marino was and Martinelli was where Trossard was, we scored.
But I'm thinking, yeah, obviously that's how you score and that's how you play best. But you've got to stop City at the same time. So is he putting out a team that is designed just to nullify? And let's have a look first and then...
Gee, they have 30%.
Because you know what it is? It's small margins. Just suppose Eze, who doesn't quite
understand this play that you've got right now. You lose one of them, man. Just one for Pretty half sweet. A second.
Dan,
they
I
are.
Hear, I hear what you're saying, yeah? I hear what you're saying, and I know it's not as simple as this, but black and white, bro. You're playing against a team and you have 70-something% possession. Who do you want in your midfield? Eze or Marino, bro?
Eze, 100%.
70-something%.
But boys, come on, man. Look, it's like what Steve-O said and a bit of what Dan said. And a bit was on the screen. It's saying FM. You know what I'm saying?
What do you
it's
mean? Not FM. It's football,
it's not,
bro.
I know, but it's also not plug and play. It's also Eze will get a pass in there for Palace and he's allowed to turn and drive and da-da-da-da. At Arsenal, that's not your role.
As much as I hate
hold it, we it's a structure.
Let me
they
tell you this. Let me tell you this. As much
it's
as
different.
I hear that,
his not the last
yeah,
pass.
But his game at Palace weren't to play a pass from where he played it to Martinelli.
No, absolutely.
Exactly. Because he's on the pitch. And he's a player of that
moment,
quality.
Moments
that
can just happen.
Yeah.
So I'm saying is, bro, we had 70-something%.
The moments happen less, though, Lips, with
Arsenal.
Say
again, my bro.
The moments happen less with Arsenal than they would with Palace because he gets more of a chance. That's why you have 78% because less people are taking chances.
My whole point is we had City at home, yeah? Regardless of how it went, we were going to have more of the ball, bro. Even if it was 56% possession, bro. Why are you playing with me? Even when we went to Bilbao, why are you playing that free, bro? It makes
come on,
no
man.
Sense, bro.
No. Supermendi, Moreno are part of a Spanish team that had the most possession in the whole Euro.
Yeah, possession ain't goals, though, bro.
Yeah, but no, possession ain't
goals,
to go
into that
bro.
Game at
so
home.
Why, no, to answer your question, who would I have? Why wouldn't you have these possession?
No, it's not the same thing, bro.
To go into that game against a rival that could potentially be a title contender, to be at home, for them to be in bad form and have all them defenders, you could have went for it. You could have gave them.
All right, cool.
You could have gave them a bit more something to think about.
Is that a bad point?
Just off the team sheet.
Of course, it's a bad point.
I don't think it's a bad point.
A man, a hugging man on the floor, bro. It's a thing where, bro, it's a bad point. It's a bad. Maybe in the context that it came
man.
Late and that. Yeah, but brother, the game should have never have been that way.
You should be winning at home.
See, my thing is, City's got Haaland, all these players. There was always a potential.
It don't matter who it comes from.
My thing was,
that doesn't change.
If we only conceded once, we should have won the game.
Should you be winning at home?
Say it again, bro. Hmm? Say again.
No, we haven't made an argument. I'm telling him you should be winning at home. He's saying that's Rich coming from you. I'm saying, it don't matter who it's coming from. Like, you should be winning at home.
Boys, Arteta team selection, game management, subs. What are we saying, man? What we saying,
I think he done well, though, to bring the players on at half-time rather than 65th, 70th minute.
But, bro, he bought Martinelli. Everyone's onto me.
He could have took way longer to do it. He done it at half-time.
What are you talking about? He didn't bring
I'm saying that's the changes. Were they done early enough?
No, some of them, yeah. But for me, I think an early change, he took off Nonny. I didn't necessarily agree with that. I think it should have been Trossard. And even though I don't love Nonny left wing, we should have just tried it there because City weren't. We
you
just had space, bro.
Nonny and Saka, though.
100%, bro. It's
see,
not
like that gliding pass.
My thing is, 100% in it. I stand by it, innit? Saka is it's not to diss Nonny. I just think Saka's that good. I think he's a much better player than him, innit? But what Nonny brings is good as well, innit? And it's needed. And what he was 100%. Doing, what he was doing was good. I know what I know people say like it's wasteful. My thing is, when you're playing football at that pace it's not going to be as, he doesn't buy the space that Saka buys. You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to operate in smaller spaces. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. While Saka need to work the space. Will always be a better end product.
And defenders take Saka so much seriously.
Yeah, yeah. They're not Saka's don't dive
they
in.
Back
yeah.
up and they back up so much, then he whips it.
I'd like to see how much chances or I don't even know if it's chances because I feel like that O'Reilly had Saka, he dealt with Saka a bit better. Saka come on and still look good. I think the first touch he done, he looked good and done something. But I think Nonny was it's quite consistent.
Saka's more dangerous, isn't it? Saka's more dangerous. And it's
because
more
percentage-wise.
Like it's like what you're saying. When he gets in front of goal, it's more dangerous. It's a different option.
But he didn't get in front of goal.
Nonny's less threatening in that sense, but it's more constant.
it's more of a constant outlet. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And attacking and that.
Nonny's the guy that's going to be like, he won't actually bang you in the face.
But that's what I'm saying.
But Saka
can get annoying because he's done that. A lot of the stuff that he's doing now, you would see it at Chelsea, but then it's the end product.
End product, and
the decision making that he's not got on
Saka. So like what you're saying, Steve, with Nonny being, what did you say, dangerous? Yeah, so do you think if, you know, the seasons where they finish second, if it was Nonny instead of Saka, do you think you're second? I don't. I think you're like fourth.
Yeah, but maybe not even that. The question's never been. I think it's threatening.
I don't think it's dangerous. Broski,
you need both, innit? You need both. Because for me, if Saka was fit, I think he should have started. If he was doing that that's what I'm saying.
100%.
My thing is, if he's doing that against a City that's worried, they don't like Saka likes playing against City, you know? Yeah. If he's, like you said, man standing off him and rare, then we would have had more things to deal with.
It's a different angle.
We've gone with Nonny, who's obviously been playing well, so it makes sense as well. But I just think we need to, get used to Nonny being more of an impact player.
Nonny's cold, like, and even what he did, he didn't have a bad game, but you will get the same thing throughout the whole season. Like, you see that where you need 1% more quality, not just that get to the byline and do the little right footed dink and hope. Like actual, I'm playing this into the path of someone, not just into an area. You know, Saka can whip that ball, but it's not just, I'm not just hitting an area here. Like, I saw a run and like, I'm trying to find
a man.
It's different, it's different, it's different.
The breaking news. But I want to know why Arsenal fans are so stressed. Yous didn't even want him at the club. Yous was doing petitions for him not to be there. Nah, he's not going to be there for majority of the season. What are you upset about?
Hold on, let me.
What are you upset about?
Let me land. This is what I said.
Reactionary.
This is what I said. This is what I said. It's there. Tweet there. They said they're going to do a protest for Nonny out. I said, give me the address. I'm pulling up with couple man and mashing up everything. That's my dog. I was pushing for that move before he was even through the door, bro. I rate Nonny Madueke, bro. I didn't know he was injured. And I'm gutted, rude boy. That's a mad thing. I thought he was playing on the weekend, cousin. That is crazy. I had no idea.
Gutted.
I don't even use that word, but I don't think I ever said that before.
Gutted, yeah.
That is mad. But yeah, I think they're saying it could be ACL.
Do you feel like, even though you did back him, obviously there was people that was signing petitions
and whatnot, do you feel like
when people now laugh at Arsenal, And say how fickle it is and all the rest of it.
It is, but them man it from England.
The only man that was supporting Nonny Madueke was Ian Wright.
An apology is needed. Arsenal fans there.
No one else.
They're crazy. They're unstable.
You're preying online, bro. It's true. You're preying online. Right. These online, out of London, out of England, man don't rate them, bro.
Kwaiti Guna.
Simple, bro.
You don't know what you got until it's gone, boy.
You get me? But yeah, man. He's hurt.
Does that impact your title chances?
I'll be honest, man. I know it sounds mad. He could have grown another ACL in that game, and I think the season's done because we dropped points at Liverpool and drew this. I think that's Liverpool, done, man.
Let's say right, like you dropped points. You lost.
Nah, it was
the same thing, bro. We got one more point than at Liverpool for what we done yesterday. It's the same thing.
It's a lucky goal.
Whatever it is, the season's done for us in terms of winning the league.
Game day five, you know.
So what, it's Liverpool's league? Yeah. Well, Liverpool won the league. You're giving it to them.
Bro, we're five games in. You can't be talking like that already.
I can't be giving the league to Liverpool five games in. Madueke got injured.
Every time Liverpool win the league, it's like this. Like, we just give it to them in October.
Wait, hold on. Are you lot seeing...
Is that our fault? No.
You lot are seeing Bradley and all of these, man.
Connor,
they've got the league, bro. It's theirs, bro.
You think so? But we're still early. You don't have had a tough run of fixtures. You don't have had a tough run of fixtures.
Reactionary lot, man.
Can't
compete
with Works and them, man. There.
All right, let's get back in the car. Let's get back on the game.
City are playing a low block, which is very new.
I don't know. Well, Pep just done an Arteta on Arteta, so like...
But it doesn't that stink?
Their block's been lower.
Why does it stink?
What do you mean? They've been telling us Arteta's is understudy. To do the same thing as him and leave with a point. Oh, fair enough, they won. Then it's, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
But Lippy, you got to understand.
But Pep knows what he needs to do, bro.
I think...
Get the goal and they shut up shop because you can't create from open play.
But go on then, bro.
I think we spoke about this at this table a few weeks ago, maybe about Pep needing to adapt. Mm-hmm. this is the adapting that he needed to do. He's never really done. He's never really had to do it. This is the adapting that we don't like to see. He played like that. He played the centre back. He had two.
Let's have it right,
big
boys.
Guys at full back.
Even though they got some quality players on their team, it's probably the worst Pep team we've seen him.
Last five years,
but they're still class.
There's good players, but it's still probably the worst version of a Pep team we've seen.
Yeah.
In the last however many months, they've been dropping points. They've not that. It's not a purring machine. That they're not in a great space, innit? So for him to understand that and admit that Arsenal are a quality team that could cause damage, this is great management.
Yeah, he's adaptable.
This is great management.
Can I ask you a question? Because when it was Arsenal and we drew 2-2 at the Etihad last season with 10 men, you got onto us for not being positive, for not going for it. When we had 10 men, and in a way, it definitely wasn't the business end. It was the latest. No, it wasn't, because we beat City 5-1 later on. It was nowhere. It was the beginning of the season, bro. Allow it. It was the first 10 games.
But the game, the league was so close. Let me land.
And even though we had 10 men, in a way, I agree, bro. City were there for the taking. That's the game that Rodri went down. They were shaken, innit? You know, I think if we made attacking substitutions that game, we would have scored again. But we didn't try and score again. You understand? And that's what City done yesterday. Or whenever, whatever day it was.
Yeah, but no, City didn't do what Arsenal
done. No, but this is my team.
To go into that game and not have Eze where Mourinho is and not have Martinelli where Trossard is.
That's not about that. My thing is, City were 1-0 up after 10 minutes.
Which they didn't think they was going
to
get.
And then they shut up shop.
Because they were reacting to the game. They didn't think they was going to be 1-0 up in 15 minutes.
They didn't,
minutes.
G. If they didn't shut up shop, even if they went for another 10 minutes, bro, they would have scored again. I'm telling you, bro. The way they scored, yeah, was because we was going at them, bro. Do you know what it was?
Pep didn't just start this now. Pep started to adapt last season. The end of last season, didn't you see when even there was going direct to Haaland from Edison?
But let me ask you this.
Straight from the keyboard.
They're saying, you know what? Fuck football. 90s, we got a big 90s, man up 90s top.
90s formation.
Fair enough,
fair enough,
Rodri went down. But what happened last season? It was their worst season in years,
of
bro.
Course.
So but it could be, out now. Again, it's not bad in the grand scheme of football. City are still quality. To go away to Arsenal is good. But I'm just saying, if you pre, what's going on, is that even a man as successful as Pep Guardiola will change his ways.
That's how you're the best.
But a failure like Amorim, I knew it.
You had to end it like
that's
that.
That's how
man.
You're the
you
best.
Had to end it like
Amorim will stay the same. Why?
Because now you get results.
Why is Manchester blue what? Now? Why is it Crips?
Amorim is sick in the
it
head.
It used to be Blurs.
Because now we're getting results.
Nah, you know what?
You're getting results.
Good result the other day.
Well, we've played five games and we've lost to City and Arsenal. Whoop-de-doo. Like, we finished 15th last year.
Have you won three games?
No, we've won two, drew one.
But celebrating against Burnley like it's Champions League.
Away. We drew away at Fulham. We lost to Arsenal and we lost to City after finishing 15th last year.
Have you won back-to-back? Big fucking deal.
We won all our home games and we slipped up away at Fulham.
Have you won back-to-back games yet?
That are a half-decent outfit. You've got to stop this.
They're not back.
If you want to continue everything and merged all the seasons into one, then fine. But if you just want to continue from this season, stop what you're doing.
Where did you play Arsenal, Mark? Sorry.
I'll talk about the rest of the home
games. Not all of them. Some of them.
How can we win the one we lost? I said, we lost to Arsenal and City.
You were the one that said
don't
it.
Let him do that.
We lost to Arsenal and City. Beijing. We drew away to Fulham and we won the rest of our home games.
Beijing's trying to talk fast.
We lost, wait there, look, so there's no confusion at home because what I said was, we lost to Arsenal and Man City, whoop-de-doo. We drew away to Fulham and we won the rest of our home games.
No,
two games. Man said
we
the rest. All right,
how can I win the one we lost? I've already mentioned that we lost to Arsenal, so you can see what I'm doing.
He's a manipulator.
Positives. Remember, you took positives.
I'm just saying, if we're going to talk about this season, talk about this season.
Let's talk about this season.
Mash up.
Hey, this season, last two games, Doku, has he arrived?
No.
That's Luke Shaw.
No,
I'll be honest. I think
ain't done
you know
that.
It is. There's this myth on Twitter that he can't get the better of a fullback that's below the age of 30. I think, and that's I think myth's been.
Doku is very good defensively.
Why Luke Shaw's over 30?
The other day defensively is good as well.
And I'm not even saying JJ, bro. There's a couple of times you mash him up, bro. You got to call it what it is. You understand? It might not have been a goal or something at the end of it, but bro, Doku's big business, man.
Bro, he's probably the hardest winger to defend against one on one.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
He can defend as well. People are forgetting. He can defend as well. Have you seen him? Did you see him against the other day?
Yeah, he's mad. Yeah,
he was good.
He's all any City game we've played.
He could defend.
He's been
little loons.
Obviously, there's been games he's been quietish, but he's been part of a transition in City, innit? But he's one of their brighter sparks, innit? Doku's cold.
Just to have as an outlet, he's dope still.
Yeah, I like him.
No, he hasn't arrived. There's still a lot to do.
He'd won the league already, though. What else did he have?
Where are we going again? Now it matters about the team. Remember before we were saying it's got to be individuals and all this?
When did we say that for?
On the last episode.
What, about Wirtz?
About Wirtz.
That's
yeah.
5 games, bro. This is Doku's third season.
Yeah, but you're mentioning that he's won a league. We're talking about the individual.
What do you think he has to do?
With his ability, again, like when you're a winger like that with all that in his locker, needs more goals. You'd be getting double figures, assists and goals with that ability.
Didn't he get 3 assists in 1 game?
No. Yeah, one, but that he got like...
Nah, Pep's system's hard though, the Pep's system's hard.
Mahrez did though. I don't know if he got 20, but he got double.
It's changed over time.
That system was why
players can.
Yeah. And even in that system, it was designed so that Grealish would do the creep over here, creep, and then Morris on that side.
With his ability, the amount I see him get into the box, double. Then he's arrived.
That's going to be hard to do.
I actually at Man City.
With his ability, though.
Oh, so he's got a man there that's going to score like 30 goals.
Sterling used to do that. And he got criticised.
I don't know, man. I just think he's different, innit? He's not there. Like, they have Haaland now, innit?
And he's pace like, and power.
I'm saying 10-10, bro. That's not a lot. I've said I want that from Grinders. 10 goals.
Grinders is crazy.
Grinders. That's the app, bro. That's the app.
I said left or right. Left or right.
You want a 10-10 from Grindr?
I didn't even know you do left and right on that.
You want a 10-10 from Grindr? 10-10
from Grindr.
It's crazy.
When it hit you, it hit me as well. 10-10 from Grindr.
Well, it's Grinders with an S.
Anyway, this is probably Poet as well, has got a cheek. To give man prompts, talking about, shall I say up properly what it says? Shall I tell you what it says?
Do it.
Because he wants to get onto Menace, yeah? He's saying Menace believes City can go longer without a trophy in comparison to Pep. So what happens if City win nothing this season again? Trying to call man out if he don't win nothing. And his manager's Arteta.
Listen, man, it's just for the show, man.
You know what it is?
Man can't even produce a thing no more, bro. Like we got to get some background, some City producers and them thing there just so we can, bro. It's for the show, man.
Are we holding Pep to that higher standard? If you don't win nothing this season, doesn't mean anything?
Again, if we're holding Doku to that kind of standard where it's just like, we need a 10-10 off Grindr, yeah? Then, by that standard, then Pep, who is considered the best manager in the world, you can't go too long without...
Is this a trophy winning team that he's got?
Yeah,
obviously, the manager can add a couple of percent to make the difference. Is this a trophy winning team? Not even a league winning team. I'm saying, is this a trophy winning team?
Oh, yeah, he wins the trophy. I think he wins the League Cup or something. You know he likes that.
I think they can either win something or throw the spanner in the works. City can't come
at the end of the season. No, but I think they can have an influence.
Let me ask, what if he don't?
That's what I'm asking. That's literally what I'm trying to say.
Well, there's two questions there.
He's saying that, no, because they're replying to, he will. I'm saying, what if he don't?
There's two things there. There's that question and the thing he just said. If Pep does get a League Cup, I think this show we've spoke over the last year saying how important now any cup is now. They're all quite competitive now, yeah?
Not everyone.
Maybe a sensible man like you's been saying that. Because the general consensus ain't been that on the table.
I think it is a trophy.
Yeah, I think it is now.
A trophy is a trophy.
I'll be real. In my opinion, from the way you talk about trophies, from the way you talk about trophies, Pep can't come in there with a League Cup and use that kind of
thing. That's small club mentality.
That's crazy. No one can gas a League Cup.
No, some people can in the top four. You can.
In the top four.
You ain't won nothing.
No, we can't.
You ain't won nothing.
There's no way.
If you finish second this year and win League Cup, you've improved. If you finish second this year and win League Cup, you've improved.
Yeah, but that's not...
Arsenal can gas
it. That's a separate conversation. That's a separate conversation. That's like good for us. In the grand scheme of things, that's dead.
I'll be honest,
we win the FA Cup, it's dead.
Boys, we've done a whole show.
Do you know, you're telling me it's not dead. You are the same man that will sit here and tell man, Arteta's got his this, he's got his that. This is the day you have to do it. I'm agreeing with you, man. And then when I do, you're saying, the League Cup's all right.
Listen. Margs, what I'm saying we've sat here and we've said over the last, probably not 2 years, I think the last sort of 6 months, we've said cups have changed because they're so competitive now. Remember before in the League Cup, they used to play their B team, C team, Arsenal. They're not really doing that no more.
Who won the FA Cup?
Palace.
And then who won the Community Shield?
Palace.
Palace, bro. Like, I'm not.
So they're competitive now. So that proves that,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, but what? That kind of proof, like, I'm not, let me
I'm
ask.
Saying it's competitive when the top four teams who did
Palace
right
beat in the final?
And that's when it's competitive, bro.
Palace, not when the
top team can get caught slipping by putting out a weaker team.
Well, do you know what it is?
Even though Palace won it, they beat City in the final.
Yeah.
Newcastle won League Cup, had to beat Liverpool in the final.
Bro, we had our second stringer.
No, you didn't. Hold on, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, yeah? Liverpool this season finished second and... Hold on. I'm asking everyone, especially you, bro.
If Roy King started, he's...
Man them.
Go.
I'm asking you, especially you. If Liverpool come second this season and win the FA Cup, are you happy, bro?
No.
G, you're heartbroken. What do you mean you're heartbroken? I'm not, do you know how disappointing that is, bro?
Whoa.
What do you mean? They bought Isak, Wirtz, Redick to...
Championship and levels and... Rukum and everything here, but look. You see, look, big teams, yeah, the bigger teams, Arteta, Arne Slot, they cannot be have setting their sights on those two.
Arteta's won nothing, bro.
Broski, that's irrelevant.
Exactly, he's simple.
Oh, that board ain't giving him that money for those domestic cups, bro. Are you gone mad? Are you mad, bro?
You're not spent. You think they spent 100 and something on Wirtz and 100 something on Isak for FA Cup?
Okay, last point.
I hear what you're saying, but you can have what the board want, yeah, which is most important. But it's also what the fans want. And the fans do want some silverware.
It's not like that for Pep. Like, Pep's done enough at City. He is who he is. He is who he is in the stature of world football. It is not like that. And even City got to understand that even once Pep leaves them, they ain't like that. Like, regardless of the money and all that. I'm just telling you.
It's facts.
I'm not saying they didn't win stuff before Pep, but even so, it was more competitive with the Mancini versus... But once Pep leaves, City ain't the same City... There's differences. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm not holding it against either of them. Pep's done enough that whether he wins or not, whether when the walls fall off, it falls off. City, I don't know what the expectations are once he leaves anyway. I don't think no one's really tripping on them, whether they win or lose, anything. Like, no one give a
I'm with you.
They got like four fans, bro. It's calm. But anyway, speaking of four, Chelsea, Dan. Do you lot get top four again?
You see this world, yeah? It's all, what have you done for me lately? And lately, Chelsea have done fuck all for me, bro.
They won you the World Club Championship.
That was before.
HMRC ain't here anymore. Real old school Chelsea man now. You understand? Yeah. These man are, like I said, them other trophies. See, that's... Club World Cup. He's not even having that, bro.
He did have it before.
No, but...
It's a beautiful trophy.
Yeah, but now it looks like they're not going to win the league. It doesn't matter.
Five games in.
You see things like League Cups and that.
No, but look, you know what it is? There's signs, bro. You see like... Oh, bro, in Harry Potter, they say you see dark magic. It always leaves a trace. Always, yeah? And I'm saying even the games we've won, we're leaving signs that we cannot defend. And that's going to tell... Bro, it's September. It's still 15, 16, 20 degrees outside sometimes. So watch when this gets rough and tough. January, February. Like, these lot
can't defend, bro. Are you seeing? Are you seeing my defenders, bro? I've got Tosin. He's trying to do a rebrand and go with his second name now. Yeah, are you seeing? All the commentators are saying the second name now.
What's his second name?
Adibayo. What is it? Fofana, yeah? Broski.
Like. I'm surprised he got in.
Fofana.
That is the weight of 78 million.
I'm surprised he got in.
Bro, Shalabar. That's my that is my centre halves.
How? Big Trev. You just loaned him out, then he came back, then he got in England squad.
Yeah, no, so don't no, do I'm not, that. I'm not saying well.
He was great.
This is not me saying people are shit.
Profiles.
This is not me saying we're shit. This is me saying, would you win a league? Or even compete for a league with, and those three are your centre halves.
No, you're not going to win a league with that
team. Of course you're not. And I'm only here to win leagues.
Did everyone you say is black?
Yeah.
Everyone's black as well.
Do you know what it is? No, do you know what it is? Well, our ones are black as well. But is that Brazilian? Saliba's like half Lebanese or something like this. Other flows. See, black man, they're not headering.
Bro, a whole,
who are you talking to? Who are you
they're
talking
not,
to?
So, you yeah, talking they're to? Not. It's not
but
even.
Who are you talking to?
It's not even. Do you know what it is? It might. It's even like. I know it sounds mad. Like it's even like. You see the over athleticism. Like you need that done that can't get there. You know them way there. That John Terry.
Yes.
They got the extra yard.
Yeah, that guy. Is,
yeah. 100%. You need that.
That extra yard John Terry had is fake, man.
But it wasn't an extra yard, but it's like that commitment.
Bro, or, you know our entire back
it's
line.
The kind of youths you got, they're not even, they're everyone, young the as whole well. They're young, bro.
Young and
everyone
black.
You said, young black youths, centre back.
Young black youths, the whole back four, basically, innit?
Well, only Kukurea. Achapompom. Achapompom, the 17-year-old. He's bro, decent.
Just black.
Tore up the man's name, Achapong. Just tore up the youth's name.
But you know what it is? Maybe you're right. Just like us, we identified that maybe you need a white man somewhere.
You just need a bit of maturity, man.
Kukurea.
Yeah, brother, you know what you lot sound like? Can I be honest with you?
Sooners.
A bit like Sooners. But back in the day, they used to say that quarterbacks couldn't be white.
Couldn't be black.
Couldn't be black, sorry.
Focus.
Because yep. they didn't focus.
Decision making.
All of this. And now, the top quarterback,
apart from Josh Allen,
but I would say is...
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP.
The new top pick, Ward, just gone to Tennessee. So they're all black now, right?
Yeah, but that's so one position.
Steve-O's trying to get some NFL money.
No, do you know what it is?
Because the season started again.
Do you know what it is, yeah?
Hey,
do you know what it is, yeah?
Hey, one second. Steve. When the gig comes in, shout me, though.
No, do you know what it is?
Man, great, it's Milwaukee like, Bucks top on you, though.
A different get.
It's like, no, it's like, it's profiles, isn't it? It's like, all our centre-backs are black. Yeah? All our centre-backs are black, yeah?
Don't do that to the brother.
No, hear what I'm saying. We have centre-backs that are black. They have black centre-backs. It's a difference. No, let me learn. No, bro, hear what I'm saying.
That is wordplay.
No, it's not mad. It's not.
That's wordplay.
Sol Campbell. Cold. Sol Campbell was a black centre back. Yeah? No, Sol Campbell was a centre back that was black. Kolo Touré is black centre back.
Yes, got you.
Understood. You understand?
Got it.
You agree what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's certain men at home.
Rio Ferdinand.
Menace, you know what I'm talking about.
Centre back that is black.
Yeah. Centre back that is black.
Sylvain Distan?
Black centre back.
This time was all right.
Bai's like
a brother.
No, he's
Bai's a centre back brother.
No, that's not. That's,
Achilles
that's
then.
A lot of there's a
Achilles
lot of other factors.
Pain in the black line.
With both with him, there's bare factors. The Bozo thing.
Bai's an
Bozo.
Don't be promoted.
Rudiger is a black.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't. I'm not saying.
So you can't have
this is my team.
No.
Hear what I'm saying. Hold on. Let me wrap it up. I'm not saying black centre backs are bad. I'm just saying if that's
meaty.
The only profile you have, you need a bit of selection.
Patient power innit. That's it.
Saka, winger that is black. Nonny, black winger. We have both of them.
I get it. Do you see me now?
It's not a diss. I think you need the option.
I understand.
Why do you
What do you mean you understand?
Whoa.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, you should not be understanding.
You're the one that should be like, huh? What do you mean?
I don't understand why Saka's in an advanced position for Arsenal causing issues.
Bro, you've got Maggie in your hand as well, and you're from Northwest.
See, white man from Northwest.
This is culturally inappropriate, man.
Yeah. I'm not
laughing.
No,
We might have to sit here and say he understands.
White wingers, white wingers aren't good. Wingers that are white are good. Not good, but not black and white like that. But wingers that are white are better than white wingers.
Yeah. A white winger straight down in.
Yes.
A winger that is white.
Neto.
Yeah. No.
He's kind of like off-white.
No. Not Neto, Anthony
Bell.
Gordon.
Bell.
Bell. Bell. Anthony Gordon and them man there. Yeah.
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 Anthony Gordon, you get me, is a winger that's white.
But a white winger
is
Effrington. Matty Effrington. Matty Jarvis.
Effrington Jarvis. No, Jarvis had a bit. They like that one, though, what we done there, though, you know. That's not controversial. You need to be a real football
you have to
man
get
to
it.
Know.
Yeah,
like, it's
to
not
get
a
it.
Diss.
Yeah, you,
what
yeah.
we're saying is not diss. What are you, Loons? Are you a midfielder?
Brother,
black,
you is
you
a
black
bloody
midfielder?
Black. He is a black winger.
He's a
you was gonna say bloody.
He's a black winger. Why did you say that?
He's worse than me. He's worse than me. He's worse than me.
Well, Mark saw me and actually saw a couple touches. He knows I'm still great, so I'd say.
Where did you see that, Mark?
I'm a playmaker. That's black.
He played him like goals the other day. He's like a black striker.
I'm a black player. I'm a black player.
Not a striker. That's black.
No, I'm not a player that's black. I'm a black player.
Man. Black strikers are good.
I just love players.
That's
bond that up. Bond that
up. What?
Bro, yoga flame.
I love players. I love players. I love good players. Good players from every corner of the continent. Good players.
Listen. Let's ask the question, man. What were the correct subs after Sanchez got sent off?
Do you know what? Should we just talk about what he actually did? Yeah? Because I watched him. I'm not sure whether he was anxious or whether he had a panic attack.
Can I say what it was? It was Jamaican.
America, hey, Jamaican?
He was Jamaican. He's Jamaican.
Hi, but I get the change.
A Jamaican man would just do it sometimes.
I watched him. Yeah. Obviously, I'm watching the TV and I'm like, what's going on here? But obviously, I've seen Sanchez do that, but I'm not surprised at that. Sanchez does that.
Shouldn't have been sent off.
I don't think it was a sending off. But cool. I don't think it is.
Nah, it's the way he went like this. It's the way he went to goal.
I think, of course, it was a Breno. Off. I think Breno's touch was too heavy. I think Fofana gets there.
And also,
he does get a nick on the ball.
I don't think it was a red card.
I don't think it's a red. But regardless, it's Sanchez. He's got the same thing that what's your keeper? Anana's got.
There's a clear and obvious red card.
It don't matter. You look guilty. You're guilty. Go. But then to take off Palmer, I don't mind that.
He was
already struggling before. He was not back to 100%. And he's not the kind of player that you want just 10 men just having to do.
Walking. He walks a lot as well.
So I understood that. Even Estevar understood. The Neto one was where I thought, hold on.
Because he works, bro.
Where's your
hold on. What's going on here? Like, because we still need to be. 10 men, you're not dead. You can still pose a threat. I watched us come down from a man down against Barcelona, and that was the real Barcelona at the new camp.
No, let's have it right. Mm-hmm. Let's have it right.
And we pulled that back.
Do you know what was
different,
silly?
Different
you know what was silly? Mm. I don't know if you'd made your third sub by the time Casemiro got booked.
Yeah, he did.
But Casemiro got booked, and I watched that game. As soon as he got booked, I said, he's gone. 100% is another yellow card coming for him, bro. That's what happened. And you've made wrong subs. It's too late. Like you said, the nettle's still there.
It was reactionary. Look like your gaffer's reactionary.
Our gaffer is reactionary. But do you know what it is? I know. I've always said it, yeah?
It was two subs.
Maresca.
No, three.
I have said it.
Because he wanted to go lack, and put the three centre-backs on.
I never thought Maresca is a fantastic manager. It's not what I've ever thought. He's not going to be a world. I think he's a decent manager. It depends if you want to be a decent team, innit? But I'm trying to be like the top team. Like I just don't think he can do it. Because I think you need balls. It's a Man United, bro. They are meaty.
Mm, go for it.
All you got to do is wait them out. They're going to have little moments. It's Old Trafford. It's rainy. Just weather the storm. It's what you're going to, even no matter what version of Chelsea was out there, you're going to have storms that you have to weather.
Your manager can't
throw in the towel.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he threw in the towel.
He threw the towel in.
Take off a winger. Damage bring on a centre back.
I don't want you lots getting injured. So he forgot about the game. Yeah, when he
took over, where was you in the league? 11th, or was it? Is that or 8th, or? So, I think he's improved your team a lot. They was in 6th, so he's improved your team 2 positions, right? Won you a couple of cups or whatever. I think that's good management, man.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad manager.
He's not good Chelsea, though, man.
I'm saying
he's good for Chelsea. He got back into Champions League.
He came fourth because of one result.
Yeah.
On the last day.
He came fourth.
Cool, yeah, he did it, yeah. But what I'm saying is, you see cups can misconstrue things. Yeah, they can flatter bikinis. A manager because it is a bikini. You see, the league actually don't lie.
And the league didn't lie, and he got you into fourth.
Back in the Champions League through the league.
Bro, did you see
the European competition you was in, you won it.
Yeah.
Then you went to the Club Cup and you won that.
Yeah.
He's done a good job. I don't understand what you're talking about.
But he won the
league. He's saying the league's a bikini. You're playing Champions League.
It's going to be a good bikini.
No, he's saying the league's the truth.
There's good bikinis, this league, yeah.
But I don't like it.
He's not the one that you're gonna win the league with, and you lot wouldn't get it. You lot have been calling facts. You lot don't even know. No, you lot don't even know how shit your manager. I can't talk to you.
Halfway through last season, you said that it was possibly could have won the league though.
Who?
Chelsea.
Do you know what you're saying?
So you thought he could have halfway through last year.
Reactionary.
Steve-O's saying he's just wearing the bikini, bro. That's all he's got, the actual stuff.
Mankini.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what,
he's wearing the bikini. You ain't meant to wear it.
Maresca has. It's meant to have it. It's not the first time Maresca's done this, yeah? He's done a few things that are shaky and it's on him. There are so many fans will be able to look at points where it's just like, he messed up that game, not the players. He did certain things where he thought he was. It's that bald head, bro. It's that bald head, and you think you're Pep, and all you look like Pep. They treat you like Pep, and
bro,
you think,
think,
and all of a sudden it's like boom.
I
like,
think you lot are overestimating your players, man. Like what Mark's hit the nail on it.
But without defenders, man. We ain't got good enough defenders. I'm happy with my midfield.
It's not even just defenders, bro. I don't think your midfield's good enough.
Can I be honest? Can I say something? And this ain't even a dig, but that's why I won't shave off my thing. Because you see, when you go bald, you think you know. You think Professor Xavier, all the wise men in the movies ain't got no hair. I'm going to try to keep my thing to let me know.
Humble.
Just chill. Look in the mirror, hairline, mask.
Understand.
You're just saying no.
Balance.
Nah. But Margs, like I said, bro, you're a wise man sometimes. Maybe you was right. You lot 11th. But. United, top four.
Maybe like 2 points off you lot.
Could it be? Three.
Before we get onto Margs and where they are and where they're going to go in the league, they was hanging on for dear life. There was parts in that game where we were 78% possession.
No, you had 78%. That is a bad team. You had 78% possession and you didn't do nothing with it. You scored a goal with 5 minutes to go and we didn't hang on for dear life.
That's not the conversation.
One save after that point, which wasn't I think it was from like a corner or something.
Horrible.
It wasn't like that.
What do you mean? We wasn't great.
When it went to horrible game.
When we went to 10 men, we wasn't great. Glaring horrible signs game. That you could see, that's fine. But to say that we was hanging on for their life is a lie.
Which is why I want to say
we were. You hanging on to life.
For their life, that's a lie. It's just a blatant lie.
He's birth.
We wasn't great. That second half, user was better in the second half. Once we went down, and like I said, when it was all equal, 10 men each.
Yeah, we're a better team. But I'm saying in general,
I don't even know if you was the better team. We just wasn't
We are the better team. We were the better team.
The better team for what? To do what? What did they do?
Watch the game. You weren't the better team. I can't lie.
What did they do? It weren't like that. It's easy to beat.
You're at home, you know.
It's easy to beat United.
Hear this. I almost got gassed by the last 10 minutes. You lot weren't the better team. When it was 10v10, but it looked like 10v9, bro.
Bro, as soon as Casemiro got sent off, did you hear the crowd? Silence.
Yeah,
they knew.
But it's,
they
no,
knew. But,
yeah, but it's, they knew.
See, look. Half time right here. They're like,
what's wrong with that? Two lines of 2-0 is the worst score in football.
Third goal is most important goal.
2-0 is the worst score in football.
Third goal is the most important goal in football.
I don't know why people say that, man.
It is, though.
I just think
because listen, third goal. Third goal in football, yeah. Say you're 2-0 up, or it's 1-1. Anything. The third goal is always a mad thing. It could be 2-1. It could be you get me, bro. Or 3-0.
It will always mean
bro.
A lot. Always.
It's what either 2-0 or 2-1.
Always mean a lot.
It's never one anything. One, always.
Hey, yeah, at this point, hey, the maggots on there.
What did he say? What did he say?
What he said?
What did you say?
What did I do?
All I know is, yeah.
Did you hear?
Again.
I can't make out what you're saying.
I said 1-1 will always mean a lot. That's what I said.
I didn't hear it.
I'm just saying anyway.
I didn't hear
five games, lost to two of the better teams in the country, we'll be all right. If we get like, after that City loss, I'm saying we need 3 wins from the next 3. If we get them, I think we'll be all right. Just 1 week at a time. Next thing you know.
Can I say something, yeah?
Then we're second.
You know what? Can I say something, Margs? You see, what I remember, right? I remember around this time last year,
You was 5 points off everyone else. You know what I'm saying? But you got 34 points from 32 games with Amarim. I've seen you 5 points from Arsenal, Liverpool, and all that. I've seen you 5 points because you didn't have a, you had a good start last season. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm saying you've had a good start. So you've been 5 points, but it's not the big teams that I worry about you lot against. It's the smaller ones. That's who I worry about, Manchester United. The big teams, you always, with Amarim, your team always put up a fight. Drew with us, lost but played well. But it's when you go West Ham. It's when you play Brentford. It's when you, that's when it matters. So I think the next game for you, I'm not hating, it's no bad vibes. I think the next, like you've gone through the gauntlet, innit? Now, we'll see if you've gone, if they've turned a corner. Because it's the small team, that's where they lose, bro. Lost to Wolves at home.
You beat Burnley.
Brentford at home. No, but I'm saying, like, after, it's just a run of things,
we'll
innit?
See,
you,
man.
You beat some
well,
he's teams
right,
last
it is a run,
well.
It is a run of games anyway.
You beat some small teams last season as well, but dude, those teams, Brentford, Wolves, those are the teams that were taking the points and put you in the mud.
In the mud.
We'll see.
Boys, you got to talk about a battle that has, I want to say arisen, but you lot are going to say bun up, has arrived in the filthy realms that I was unaware of. Salah v. Steve-O. Oh. What is your issue with Mo Salah? You want him to leave the Prem. Hold on, let me land. Because this is what it is. You want him to leave the Prem even though you think he'll score 20 plus goals in the Prem. That you wore him. That's beef. That's why you hate that man.
I just feel he should leave. I just think he should like he's still good. But I think he could probably, just like a Messi, could probably go to another league, whether it be Saudi, America, and go and play gracefully before he becomes the villain.
I honestly think he'd score like 50 something goals in like Saudi or probably. Why do you want him to do that?
I don't want
why
him to.
Why can't he stay and
I
win
don't
the league?
I want him to. That's why this is just stupid. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a thought.
I hear it.
Just a thought. Like, I don't think, I watched him against Arsenal.
Better keep your thoughts to yourself.
Ball came to him three times in his favourite position and he done three missed touches, yeah. And I've never seen that before. Like, he's usually so clean. That's why we put him up there as probably the best in the world. Because that doesn't happen three times in one game. So it's just something I hadn't seen from him. So I'm saying, you know what? Before I start seeing this and he becomes my Batman, the villain.
Batman's not the villain. He's the hero.
He became the villain. He took it for Harvey Dent. Shut up, man.
For Harvey Dent?
Yeah, what? He took the blame.
Who's Harvey, that?
Exactly.
Well, Batman is the bad
guy.
I
only know about superheroes with superpowers,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
If you watch it, if you know, you know, innit?
If
you know,
I had
you know.
Bread, if I had bread, I could be Batman.
Anyway.
If I wanted to.
You got the Batman attire going on right now. So
anyway,
so
I didn't want to see that. I didn't want to see that, that's all.
But yeah, Salah v. Steve-O has ended there. It's beef squash.
Film, I know what you mean.
Who's that?
Don't worry.
Because Batman didn't want Harvey to be the villain, so he may pretend like he done it.
Yeah, but you know them, man.
He's
yeah,
weak,
man.
Bro.
There's some them attention.
Bro, Spider-Man
man,
would have just climbed away, bro.
Attention, man.
And a superhero with superheroes would have got out of there. Why are you?
You got matched up by Bane and.
You don't rate Batman. I don't rate Batman either. Still.
No, I rate him, but I just don't rate him amongst superheroes. I wouldn't scuff him.
I rate his
yard. Have you seen him try to fight Superman?
Yeah. He
have you seen
up.
The film?
Well, he gets moved to.
No, he don't.
He did. He mashed him up.
Did he have to whisper, I know
left,
your mum?
He left him.
I
to whisper,
I know your mum.
I know your mum. You're not watching.
Go on, tell us.
He left him in the bottom of the pit.
I heard it.
What pit?
He's trying to fight Batman.
Jesus Christ.
And you seen that?
Superman kill him and he whispers, smashed him up.
I know your mum.
Kryptonite.
Oh, I know he killed your mum.
Yeah, what about the bit where he's fighting him and Superman's like, obviously he's entertaining it, innit? Like,
then
he gets
bored. He's
just looking at man. My man punched him. Just
not the end of that film. Superman end up dead.
Boxing.
That's because it's a film.
You get what I'm saying?
He drove the pole. That's
well, if you need kryptonite,
Batman,
if you need kryptonite and thing, you need drugs. Allow it, man. If you need drugs to bring the next man down, I'm not hearing that.
Do you know how much drugs can bring down Batman? Fent. That's a fent in his eye. Brother, fent will mass twist him quick. What are you talking about? Overdose it, yo. Listen, anyway, man. We're moving mad.
Man said the fent, you know.
I said, yo,
the
listen.
The fent's mad. Open a bag of fent, you
open
know.
Open a bag Batman of fent and just dash it at him.
Batman is flaky.
Hey, listen. Like, share, subscribe. Don't do fent.
Hey, redo it, man.
Don't get fent dashing your eye, bud.
Say no
cripple
to,
up.
Say no to fence.
watch Back in the Days podcast, watch No Behaviour, watch League of 72, watch Playmakers. You know what not to watch. What?